Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, every day, everywhere we turn today, there's yet another politician spouting something stupid. And why do we listen? Do you ever wonder why we listen? I kind of wonder that every night. Why do I listen to this stuff? As we wait with bated breath, the long-awaited and infamous Mueller report, yawn, yawn. The talk shows are all about blah, 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 about what will or will not be in it. And regardless, we know, without a doubt, those who hate the president will never let any of this rest. They will continue their plot against the man in the White House. They will continue to insult and attack you. Now, recently, Michelle Obama, she made a comment, her last comment, was comparing to President Donald Trump and us as if he was our divorced father and we were the kids. And she says, so when you visit your divorced father, you think it's going to be a lot of fun and then you get sick because all he does is give you candy. It was kind of an insult to most people who are divorced, men and women. It was also stereotyping both the men and the women, which I thought we weren't supposed to do. And then moving on, we see the illegal aliens. They're all perfect little angels, according to the left, the liberals. Even the MS-13 gangs, of course, you know. It's okay if they're in your town, but let's not get all crazy and put them in the liberal-loving cities, you know, those sanctuary cities. Why are they called sanctuary? Blah, 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 blah. And on they go, and I guess I do too. If you think for yourself and look beyond their blabber and ask why, you might be able to figure out they really don't like you, and they really don't like this country, and they really do like money, and they really, really, really want yours. The globalist socialists that have long ago taken over D.C., occupying those offices and cutting those deals, they have a plan. It's a get-rich plan. It's a build-a-better-governing plan. And it has nothing to do with you or this nation's independence. And they hate those papers. You know the ones, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. Oh, and they really, really, really hate the Bill of Rights. Recently, Spartacus Booker said, which, you know, they aren't really actual rights, as he was talking about the, well, that was Swalwell, that wasn't Booker, talking about the Second Amendment. They, meaning Congress, has spent decades destroying what we thought we had. We still want to believe we can resurrect, but it won't happen. Not if you and I, not if we don't get started paying attention to what is said or what isn't said and secure the things that we have at home, being prepared. It's sad and it's interesting that the burning of Notre Dame, yet as we mourn over those that lost ancient history in our nation, which isn't all that old in comparison, it's very young. They, the haters, are destroying monuments in history. They hate this country. They hate the nation. And again, it's blah, 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 blah. Those who we elected to protect have destroyed, little by little, until we, like the frog in the warm, hot, soon-to-be-boiling water, don't have a clue what just happened. Look at our economy. Looking at our unsustainable debt. Looking at the worthless fiat currency, surely we can see that they've been at this a long time, breaking a nation. Today we have our good friend and longtime sponsor, Melody Cederstrom, on the air with us of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Good morning, Melody. How are you doing today?
Blah, 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 blah.
Do you know what day it is? Just for your information.
Yes, tell me.
Do you know
me.
What day it is? It's National Blah, 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 Blah Day.
Blah, blah, blah day.
It is Pet Owners Independence Day, so you and Ruby need to celebrate.
Okay.
It's Bat Appreciation Day, which I don't know if that means bats like those flying bats or the swinging bats at the ball game. And National Cheese Ball Day. But I thought it was perfect to be blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
I kind of thought you'd get a kick out of that. Before we get started, I wanted to announce this. This is something I didn't realize was taking place, and I was told this morning they've got a shutdown going on in Colorado in the schools. They have someone, her name is Saul Pais. She's 18 years old. She's obsessed with the school shootings, in particular the Columbine shooting, and we're reaching on a anniversary of that. And so she has traveled from Florida, Colorado. She's purchased a shotgun, and they consider her to be a great threat, and they so much so that they have closed the schools. So that is kind of scary that that's going on.
Did they find her? Or are they
not
just...
yet. Not yet. They're looking for her, but they have closed the schools because they believe she's a threat. Apparently, she's made comments in the past. And even given they give a phone number in case you have know anything about this suspect. And so it's interesting. I didn't know that that was taking place. I was busy studying the blah, 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 blah.
Well, I did see it briefly. I didn't follow up on it, but I did know about it. I thought they had actually had her, though. So,
well, maybe they do now.
It was just what I was reading. I just looked at it briefly. I really didn't. But yeah, and you know what's, and it's just not these school shootings. It's all how the media plays it. No wonder half these young kids are out there having, serious mental issues.
Emotional, yeah.
And, they're all on medications and they're all being, misled and everything else. So, it's a sad situation.
Well, she's an 18-year-old. She's a senior at a school in Florida, and apparently she's been obsessed with this, and it's mm-hmm. just, apparently that she's made some comments that concern them. So.
And, from my understanding is there's been a couple of young kids that went through the shooting in Florida, and, they've committed suicide.
Mm.
And so it's the after effect of how these things are being handled and how the media and everything else, really do play a part in, they don't help these young people.
They don't help the healing, do they?
They don't help the healing at all. No, not whatsoever.
None. No.
We've seen, we've been talking about on my program how suicides are rising among farmers. We have suicides among veterans. We have suicides rising among young people. And it's like, and suicide is really, a condition of your country. It's a sign of, it's a sign something more deeper than just mental illnesses, and you have to look to what is creating these depressions. And
I think we have a lot of reasons for that. I think our economy is a big reason for some of it, especially with certain occupations that are high stress or next to impossible. And I know, we talk about the farmers and the ranchers. They just can't make a living. Everybody has to go to town. They just work themselves to death trying to keep up the farm as if it was a hobby. We're heading into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom. We have lots of things we're going to talk about, but we're going to get to gold and silver because that's what we're all about today. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we'll be right back.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by just simply going to DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Or go to my website and just click on Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's right there in the front page. We finally got things fixed and moving, and it's finally, it's right there. Or you can give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We don't like the Federal Reserve. We're just going to put that right out there. I think we feel we have common feelings about that. But the president, I guess, is making a nomination for a board member to the Federal Reserve. And I found it interesting, Melody, and I don't know if you've been watching this or following it. I assume that you have been. But he's got several people, and one of them is Herman Cain. Now, I don't know what you think of Herman Cain or whether he's eligible or qualified, you know. I think, I don't know. Anyway, the ones who are opposing him, he hasn't even officially been nominated. He's just on a list. The ones who are opposing him, coming right out and saying, we will not accept it, are our senators who are known to be globalists. And that would be Senator Mitt Romney from Utah, Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, Cory Gardner from Colorado, Kevin Cramer from North Dakota. All of those, they've flat out said, we will not support him. I found that interesting. I didn't know if you found that interesting or not.
Well, and there was two of them. It was Kane and Moore, and I think both of them are pretty much nixed at this point in time, and they're looking for, you know, other ones to, you know, become a little bit more
somebody that's more globalist.
Yeah, someone a little more acceptable to the other side. So, you know, I mean, it's I don't know. I wasn't fans, you know, of either one of them, but not for the same reason.
I was going to say not for the same reason.
Yeah, not for the same reasons, but you know, they really don't have any, you know, experience. I mean, you know, but I mean, experience. What does experience mean anymore in today's world? Yeah. You know, I don't think, you know, unless you're, you know, a politician for 40 years anymore, you know. So, but I think they'll just, you know, continue to go on and so forth. They're not going to do anything to upset the apple cart. So, and that's key. I mean, if it was going to upset the apple cart and put a little pressure on the markets, put a little pressure on the, they're not going to do it.
It said in here, you know, they didn't like Kane because he supports, he supported tax cuts and that kind of thing. They didn't like Kane for that. That's what some of them said. And I thought, well,
he has a little bit of history and so forth.
Sure he does.
You know, so, I mean, who doesn't?
I'm going to say, which ones of them doesn't have history?
You know, when you're over 50, you have a history, you know. But not everyone, but...
Well, everyone has history. We all have something in that, you know, we've done when we were younger that if looking back, we would have done differently. And
well, of course,
we've all made mistakes.
There's various degrees of what we've done, what we would do differently, and you know, some, you know. But I mean, again, I mean, they play in a different league than we do when you get into the politics and, you know, the amount of money and the, you know, who you run with and, you know, who you play with in D.C. is totally different than our histories. So, but
well,
again,
I found it interesting.
They're not going to do anything to upset the apple cart.
I found it interesting just because I know that all those senators right there that I mentioned are globalists and they're anti-Trumps.
They're all globalists. Yeah. You know.
I agree. I want to believe there's a handful that isn't, but I don't know. It's the blah, 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 blah. You know, it's the game that they play, and they just keep chattering and blabbering. And this thing with the Mueller report coming out, it's going to be this huge thing, and it's not going to be anything. It's going to be a big dud.
And I think that's one reason why they're creating, you know, if there wasn't anything in it, then good Lord, just release the stupid thing. We, you know, when it first came out, just release it. Let Congress see it anyway. We don't have to see it. You know, redact what you want to redact and then let the people see it. But Congress should have seen it right away.
Yeah.
But I think it's all setting up the Democrats because they're all out there thinking there's something in it. There's not going to be anything in it. And, you know, they're going to be idiots. So, you know,
they already know.
Yeah, I know. And that's my whole point. If everybody knows, then what's all this big deal about? Let it go. Release it and be done with it. Get it over with.
Well,
you know, and
we're not supposed to know they know.
Make the Democrats look like idiots.
We're not supposed to know they know. But I know that they know. And they've known all along. They know they made it up. They know that there's nothing to it. And they know there's going to be stuff in that report that they don't want seen. So all this blabber about redaction, they're wanting most of that redacted because I got a feeling a few of their names are in there.
Absolutely.
So I know they're hoping that part's redacted.
I mean, it's just, I said yesterday, and I don't know if they did or not, why isn't anybody asking for the, you know, the investigation on Hillary when Comey came out in July of the election year and saying, hey, we investigated her and, you know, hey, you know, she did some, you know, borderline stuff. Why doesn't anybody ask for that report?
Well, there are some asking for it, but not the ones in Congress, not the Democrats. They don't want to see that.
But it hasn't been released. No,
it hasn't been.
So
I don't know. It's either going to. Well, I believe that the report will be a
big sideshow.
It is
what it is. It's
That's
a
exactly.
sideshow. It's noise to detract
blah, blah, blah.
from what's really going on.
And what is really going on? What we do know. I mentioned in my monologue, and I have I I'll have to email it to you. A gentleman that has written a book, and it's a history from 1777 till now on our Constitution and why exactly things are what they are today. And it's because he's got the history of when they changed it. When they changed what Constitution they take an oath to, and that goes back to the incorporating of the United States. And I'll have to send that to you. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Yes. Did you interview him? Or?
I'm getting ready to. He hasn't got it published yet. He's working on that. He sent me the PDF files of it, and it's an easy read. And so I'll send that to you.
Yes, please.
And you could,
please.
He would love to be interviewed by you, too. He's just not quite ready yet. So he's been interviewed before. I know you've been too busy, even when I was putting out my newsletter. He wrote a series, there was 9 of them, about the incorporating the United States. And so he's got a lot of history on it, and it's a timeline. He says it's actually a timeline. And as soon as he's ready, we're going to do a series of shows on that. And I'm sure that he would be very excited to be on yours as well.
Oh, wonderful.
He's a lover really of gold and silver. So.
I would really look forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. So
yes.
His name is Anthony Intiso. So my listeners, if they're aware, remember him. He's been on a few times, so. Big into fighting Agenda 21. He was huge in that.
Wonderful.
So, good guy, good man.
And you know what? And this is sometimes we get so caught up in what's going on
the
today.
Distractions.
And the noise, the distractions, and even myself following the news and so forth. And we just, you know, we think that everybody already knows about Agenda 21. You don't hear many people talk about Agenda 21 anymore. There's a few, but, you know, not like it was. You don't hear people talking about how the Fed is a corporation,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we just, you know, we've been doing this for so long, we think everybody already knows. But there's a lot of people out there who don't.
No, they don't know. And Agenda 21, I recently, and he sends it to me, frequently, there's one of my, I assume he's a listener, he sends me emails constantly, and he says that's all that the Green New Deal is. It's just a resurrection of Agenda 21. And when you read it, and I mean, it's only 14 pages, it's not that difficult. It's difficult in another way to read, but it's not that hard to read. But it is. That's what it is. It's a taking over of the land and the property and the people and control. That's what it's all about.
It's basically communism, I guess.
Socialism equals communism. That's what it is. People argue with you about that, but that's exactly what it is. You know, Bernie came out of the closet last week and announced he was a millionaire. I want to talk about that a little bit. you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. As Melody says, don't be scared. Be prepared. Be prepared with gold and silver, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Melody, I said when we went into the break, by the way, it's 877-895-5410 if you'd like to join the conversation or have a question for Melody. I have to laugh at Bernie Sanders. We've known for a long time he's very, very wealthy. He comes out of the closet, tells his people, his followers, that he's a millionaire, and he's upset a few of them. And he was saying if it's because he wrote a book, if you write a book and it's a bestseller, you could be a millionaire too. So you and I need to get busy and write a book. But then, you know, good old Tucker Carlson, he does a little investigating, and he found out that what they do, because all these people have made the bestseller list, you know. All you do is you pay this company to buy X amount of books from you to put you on the bestseller list, and you've got a bestseller.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. He said, well, I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm suggesting very strongly that he did. So, I don't even remember the name of his book. I never heard of it, but everybody's got a book.
Well, you know, what's interesting is no one asks him about his wife being investigated.
No, they don't.
And to be honest with you, I don't know how that ever came up, you know, the end of that, obviously. But, you know, there was some shenanigans, but no one ever talks about that. Maybe that was where some of that money came from, but who knows. And, of course, after if everybody remembers, they bought those million-dollar homes right after the campaign.
He lost to Hillary in the primary.
In the primaries, yeah. So nobody asked about, you know. So, you know, but it is an isn't anything new.
No.
It isn't anything new. But they stand up there pretending they're holier than thou. And, you know, and but they don't want to be taxed 70%.
And he said that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, it's, you know, let me have my money, but we're going to take everybody else's.
You know, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says how corrupt everybody is. And look what she did with her campaign dollars. I mean,
yeah.
Look what she's done. She doesn't want to talk about that.
No, so
she's moral, you know. I may not be factually correct, but I'm morally correct.
I mean, do these people even really know what they're saying or listen to what they're saying?
I'm not sure they do.
And, even the more disturbing part are the people who are listening to them.
That would be you and me, Melody. You know, they say one thing one week and then something else the next week. And it's like, wait a minute, do you think I didn't hear that? Do you think we don't have recording devices, you know, that keep what you said and then here it is again? And that goes through all of them. I mean, I don't know how far back, probably to the first president of the United States, I don't know. But Hillary Clinton, look at all the things she said one time and then changed her mind and said something else. Nobody brings it up.
They all do it.
It's whatever's going to get them that vote that day.
Yep, absolutely. You know, there was a great article. I talked about this yesterday on my program, and I do like Pat Buchanan.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, people can say bad things about him and so forth, but I love the way he writes.
Oh, he's awesome.
And he's an awesome writer. And he wrote about Mayor Pete and the crack-up of Christianity. And there was part in there that talked about a general social survey data that was revealed that Americans who profess to have no religion was 23.1%, now exceeds Catholics, which is our largest religion, with 23%, evangelicals at 22.5%. And the nuns, the no religions, have grown by 266% since only 1991. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our problem.
Oh, absolutely, Melody.
This is our number one problem because everything else falls underneath that. And here we are today, from our monetary system to everywhere else. And it's we're going to try to put it in the newsletter, not this week, maybe next week. And but he goes on and he talks about, you know, just how America is growing more diverse religiously and de-Christianizing with deliberate speed. And he made a couple powerful statements in it. And he says, we are becoming another people. And a post-Christian America appears to be our destiny well before the end of this century. And, you know, he talks about how post-Christian America in many ways is beginning to mirror what we once taught that the pre-Christian Roman Empire looked like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Before
Trump. And it's like, where are we headed? Where are we going? And what's it going to take? And you hear people talk about these Democrats talking about how many people want to go back to the, you know, 50s and 60s. That's not going to happen. You know, that's not going to happen. We're going to go into a new world. And the only thing that we can do is truly pray and try to, you know,
We can't downplay that either, because prayer is so powerful.
It is
We know that but
to bring back our Constitution to where we talk about the Agenda 21 and so forth and whatnot. It's there because lost, and we're seeing the. Our world Christianity change, and that allows that all to happen, and for the people who accept it, and it is true. The elites, they're ashamed of our history.
Mm-hmm.
People are ashamed of our history and heritage. And you know, America. He went on to say, America is today as powerful, as prosperous, and free as any nation in the world has ever seen. But we've used that wealth and freedom to create a culture and a society that many of our own people and much of the world now see as dissolute and decadent. So it's, you know, we try to vote. We do what we're supposed to do. But, you know, really prayer, and until this nation changes, until we can start changing that percentage of bringing Christianity back and eliminating more of those non, you know, not eliminating them, but converting them back to Christianity, where are we headed?
Well, it goes back to if my people, you know, to the Chronicles, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will hear their cries from heaven. I don't have it verbatim. And I will heal their land. And it isn't going to happen until we do get on our knees.
Until we do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what do we do in the meantime?
Blah, 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 blah.
No, we do what we have to do to protect our family.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Melody. And
you know, I know everybody's going to say, oh, yawn, here she comes, blah, 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 gold and silver. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, how are you going to protect your children and grandchildren when you're no longer here?
Mm.
What a great way to just not think about today and how to protect your purchasing power today. Yeah, that's all part of it. But through gold and silver, when people talk about distributing their wealth, to me, gold particularly, is far, far more reaching for future generations of your family than, you know, land and everything else. It's a big part of it. And I don't want to preach.
Yes, you do.
I sound like I'm
yes,
preaching.
Yes, you do. I want you to preach. This is one station. This is one talk show you could do that on and get away with it, because you and I are we're on the same page with that. I had an article that I didn't get yet to study. I just printed it off this morning it's from the American Thinker, and it's Christianity is Losing in America. And I didn't get to read it all. I just kind of skimmed it. He's got different titles on his paragraphs, and it's very similar to what Pat Buchanan had said in his. And so I'm going to get them both and compare them, and we'll probably talk about that on Friday here. But I appreciate it, Melody. I appreciate it so much. We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. cured, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. The number to call is 1-800-375-4188. That's Melody's office. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit her website. Sign up for her newsletter, dgscoins.com. There's always a great articles in there. That's dgscoins.com. Melody, we looked up over the break what the title of Bernie Sanders' bestseller book was. It is Where We Go From Here, 2 years in the resistance. So the resistance, what would he be resisting? Let me say, wealth, but yet he's wealthy. Independence, yet he claims to be independent. Capitalism, he claims he didn't get wealthy using capitalism, but if he sold a book and made $1 million, that's capitalism. A republic where the people are in charge and own things like land and property. What kind of a resistance is he in? If that doesn't speak miles to everyone, you know, as to what they really stand for, hypocrisy. They want everything you've got, but don't take what they got. He doesn't want to pay 70% or 80% taxes on his wealth. He just wants you to. And it always falls to the middleman. It's always going to fall to the middle class, which is soon becoming the poor class. Already is, actually. But
do you know what's amazing is when he states these things and so forth, how people will applaud. I mean, they're not even... There's absolutely no critical thinking. I mean, it's just totally lost anymore. Everyone just seems to be puppets. They repeat what they hear.
I was going to say, wind them up like the little monkey that bangs his cymbals together. Yeah. I mean, it's like, seriously, people, do you know what he's saying you're not going to have?
People applaud higher taxes for free health care. It's like, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we know taxes are going up. Yay! Free health care, though.
Everything's free in America for a small fee in America.
And it's just like, oh, my gosh.
They really don't know. They don't know their history. and they don't know what the word independence means.
No, well, they haven't experienced it.
No, not at all.
Millennials, they haven't experienced what true freedom is.
No.
They don't understand it.
And the same thing, of course, this all goes, you know, we can talk about things, but it goes back to our economy. It goes back to our personal responsibilities. We cannot rely on people like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Senator Romney, Mitt Romney. We can't rely on these people to make sure we've got jobs and we've got security. We have to do it ourselves.
They're ignoring all the simple facts of where people are going to have jobs. I had a report about what our future looks like, and, you know, everyone applauds these electric vehicles and so forth. Oh, great. We only have 12 more years to live anyway, so
that's
what's
right.
The point?
Eat, drink, be merry.
But they don't understand the other side of the coin. With electric vehicles, there won't be a single repair shop left in this country. They'll all close down. There was 20,000 parts that go into a motor vehicle today. Electric vehicle, there's something like 20 parts. So you will no longer need to manufacture parts to an automobile. Look how many jobs are going to be lost then. And then we look at robotics and technology, the jobs that are going to be replacing, What are people going to do?
Well, they're already replacing a lot of
these. Are not being addressed. These issues are not.
I had an article that I talked about yesterday, and just real briefly, and I'll let you take it over here. The unions are upset with the Democrats. Now, I don't know about the top dogs in the union, but the workers, they're upset with them. And they said they've got to pay attention to kitchen table economics. They don't care if they've got a job or not. You know, and these people are recognizing that on the far left.
Who doesn't care that they have a job or not?
The Democrats don't care if these union guys have a job or not, or
or
I, or anybody
Washington
else.
Washington itself doesn't
exactly.
care because they would be addressing these issues. So my whole point is this is a system that's going to be collapsing, and I don't know when, but it's going to be soon.
Yes.
And I'm never one to, you know, say it's going to be this year, next year, but every day we get closer and closer.
And you're not the only one saying that either.
No, I get tired of these people who put out predictions and dates and so forth because they're so wrong. The only time anybody's ever gotten it right, and then we all got it right, was going into 2008 Great Recession because it was, you know, handwriting on the wall. You could see it. We had the dates. We knew when these mortgages were going to be, these adjustable rate mortgages were going to be, you know, adjusted and so forth. So we all knew what was going to happen and at what time. You know, we didn't know some other things that followed, but we knew what we were heading into. This is different. This is different because we have a global synchronized bubble, for lack of a better term at this point in time. And the amount of debt is just not here. It's just not the subprime mortgages here. Yes, derivatives were sold everywhere during 2008, but the majority of them was, you know, basically between here. Now it's everywhere. The amount of corporate debt, you've got trillions of dollars up to, $5 trillion of debt that's scheduled to mature for these corporations through 2023.
Wow.
You know, how are they going to pay that with these rising rates? They don't care about the public guy out there who has a higher mortgage rate. They're protecting these corporations.
You're right. That's who they represent. Those who are sitting there lobbying and paying for their elections.
Yeah, so whenever you think that government is for you, you're wrong.
Okay, we've only got a little bit of time left, so let's wrap
it up.
So anyway,
give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We've had good pullback on both gold and silver, so all prices are just a great time to be buying, you know, so take advantage of these lower prices. We have 90% silver. We're going to continue that with the 50-cent pieces. We have fractional pieces. We have one-ounce coin. We have everything available, so there's no shortages in anything.
Good.
But take advantage, definitely, of these lower prices.
It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Go to her website and join up for her newsletter. All you got to do, it's free. free. Just click on it, just say, and it'll fall into your email box. And that's just dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. We got about 20 seconds, Melody.
800-375-4188. I always want to thank you for having me on your program.
Oh, we love
always
you.
I miss our hour program that we used to have on a daily basis. So who knows what the future might hold. But
you never know when the tune might come.
Never
to
know.
All right, Melody, thank you so much. I appreciate you. We'll be see you again in a couple of weeks. Hey, you have a wonderful happy Easter.
You too.
Thank you. God bless
and
you.
And to your listeners.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you all.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody Cedarstrom is a sponsor of the show. She's on twice a month. Use her. Give her a call. Have a little chat with her about gold and silver and what maybe you should do if you haven't started that in your portfolio just yet. That's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Unless we want to fall into this trap, we need to start paying attention to what's going on. And that's when we get on our knees and bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for LLL. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.